Consumer groups invoke DOJ stance in stalled complaint on roofers in MISO planning, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. A collective of consumer groups has invoked a recent letter from the U.S. Department of Justice to get FERC to act on its three-year-old complaint against MISO for deferring to state right-of-first refusal laws and regional planning. The complaint from the Industrial Energy Consumers of America, the Coalition of MISO Transmission Customers, and others, asks FERC to force MISO to brush off state ROFRs when planning transmission. FERC has yet to address it. In mid-April, Paul CCO of Industrial Energy Consumers of America entered a letter into the record from the DOJ to Iowa State Senator Jesse Green, or R, urging the Iowa legislature to rethink a reintroduction of the state's ROFR law that was overturned in 2023. Iowa legislators in early 2025 reintroduced an Iowa ROFR bill in the Senate. The collection of consumer groups challenging MISO's regard for ROFRs in planning has said Iowa provides a case study in the delay and litigation that ROFR laws introduced. It argues MISO should be able to disregard them. The March letter from Assistant Attorney General Abigail Slater calls competition a core organizing principle of the American economy, and said ROFRs' bypass of competitive bidding disadvantages firms that could offer lower prices, greater innovation, and superior terms to Iowa's utility customers. Slater reminded the Iowa legislature that President Donald Trump declared a national energy emergency in early 2025, and that the DOJ has filed briefs in other cases that challenge the constitutionality of state ROFR laws. The bill turns a preference for further investment in Iowa transmission infrastructure by electric transmission owners into a legal grant that shields incumbents from competition, the letter said. In some cases, incumbent operators will be best positioned to deliver high-quality, cost-effective infrastructure projects quickly. But even in such circumstances, the threat of competitive pressure from potential rivals will incentivize better outcomes, like lower prices for consumers and more robust and innovative project designs. In other cases, non-incumbent firms may offer lower costs and better project designs, and they should be allowed to compete on the basis of the better value they offer. MISO. Complaint still has no legs. MISO, as it has for years, continues to oppose the complaint. In an early April response, it said the Consumer Alliance's attempt to cut the state ROFR exemption from its tariff is a collateral attack on MISO's accepted compliance under FERC's Order 1000. In 2022, assigned several projects from its first $10.4 billion long-range transmission plan, or LRTP, portfolio to incumbent transmission owners in Iowa based on the valid state ROFR in place in Iowa at the time. The RTO pointed out that it wasn't until early December 2023 that the Iowa District Court overturned the ROFR on a remand from the Iowa Supreme Court. MISO has been clear that following the Iowa District Court's decision on the merits, the Iowa ROFR law was no longer applicable on a prospective basis, the RTO said. It ended up using its variance analysis to examine project assignments in Iowa for the subsequent $21.9 billion LRTP portfolio. MISO ultimately left that round of projects also to its incumbents, concluding the district court's order did not change project assignments nor direct that projects be reclassified into competitive facilities. MISO also said the district court specifically said it was not a party to the court's action. Far from indicating that the state ROFR exemption is unjust and unreasonable or otherwise unworkable, the tariff process worked in the Iowa case, despite its complicated litigation posture and the attendant uncertainty, MISO argued. Further, to the extent the Consumer Alliance suggests that MISO must apply ROFR determinations retroactively for the state ROFR exemption to be just and reasonable, such a position lacks merit. The filed rate doctrine and the rule against retroactive rate making are clear that MISO cannot revisit such determinations without a binding legal directive from the Commission, subject to the applicable FPA process. So acknowledge Indiana's ROFR also is the target of fluid and complex litigation. The RTO said, so far, the ROFR has been in effect throughout the development of the second LRTP portfolio, and as such, it again assigned the lines to the incumbent transmission owners. It said it again would draw on a variance analysis to confirm project assignments in Indiana if needed. MISO does not know what conclusion the federal courts ultimately will reach with respect to the constitutionality of the Indiana ROFR law. As the Seventh Circuit recognized, there are many different unknowns at this time. If the Indiana ROFR law is determined to be unconstitutional, MISO will give a prospective effect to any such determination, consistent with the filed rate doctrine and any directives from the Commission, MISO said. The grid operator pushed back against the Consumer Alliance's claims that MISO defaults to incumbent project assignment, regardless of questions regarding the constitutionality of state laws. It said it was simply applying its tariff as written.